इसके लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप। eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं और अब eawaz टीवी रोकू ऐप पर भी दस्तयाब है। आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री।
मुद्देला कपूरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ए बहारे बाग दुनिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ए मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामी है बसेरा चंद रोज।
My name is Richard Aziz. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I want to extend a warm welcome indeed on this rainy, overcast Saturday in Toronto, Canada. As usual, we want to say thank you for listening, and again ask you to tell a friend about our program. Remember, you can listen by simply logging on your telephone, shabnamradio.com, or even simply dial in 647-557-1017. I'll repeat that number, because those of you leaving your cars and want to listen to us, you can call, dial that number and listen. And that number again is 647-557-1017. What a wonderful program we have lined up for you. In fact, they are probably on their way to the studios right now. We want to say hello and welcome, if they are listening, to the Attorney General of Guyana, who will be my guest coming up at 1:30. And of course, always great music and good company on this station. WTOR 770 AM. To kick it off, I have this beautiful one by Mahendra Kapoor. Again, we want to hear from you. Those of you listening to me from the beginning of the program, could you just give me a quick call and say, hello, Mamu? 416-620-1778. That's
416-620-1778. आँखों में किसी की वफा का इकरार नहीं मिलता। लाखों हैं यहाँ दिल वाले और प्यार नहीं मिलता। आँखों में किसी की वफा का इकरार नहीं मिलता। जा देखा हर दिल में समा कर देखा, हर साज पे गा कर देखा। दिल को कहीं चैन न मिला, अरे दिल को कहीं चैन न मिला। मैं तो दुनिया में प्यारे अकेला ही रहा, लाखों हैं यहाँ दिल वाले और प्यार नहीं मिलता। आँखों में किसी की वफ़ा था, इकरार नहीं मिलता। जाए कुछ आप अगर फरमाए तो आपके हम हो जाए। कह दो हमें आज हंस के जरा, और कह दो हमें हंस के जरा, आज जो कुछ भी दिल ने तुम्हारे है कहा, लाखों हैं यहाँ दिल वाले और प्यार नहीं मिलता। आँखों में किसी की वफ़ा था, इकरार नहीं मिलता, इकरार नहीं मिलता, इकरार नहीं मिलता।
is the telephone number. We are Radio Shabnam, and again we want to say welcome if you're just joining us. It's Saturday and a cooler one. Rain. This evening we're going down to 19 and tonight 15. Tomorrow morning 10. But don't worry, we are getting back to those higher numbers later in the week, right? So keep hope indeed, but again, not too bad, still in the high digits. Richard Aziz keeping you company, and again, we want to say thank you and welcome indeed. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Amo.
How are you doing?
It's Mo.
Hi?
It's Mo. How are you?
Mo, my brother. Good. And nice to know that you're listening and enjoying the... You like the first song so far?
Yeah. I got a quick question for you. Is the Mr. Marcel Williams still coming at 1:30?
Yes, he. Well, I think so. I was told that his driver was en route in Mississauga to pick him up, and I'm hoping they would be here.
Okay.
So keep it locked.
Just gonna tune in later to hear little updates on our country.
Well, nice. And one of the things, I think it would be an interesting, as you know that I always try to extend an invitation to whoever will come. So we have so many time. In fact, Anil Nandalal is going to be in town next Saturday, but he wouldn't be able to make it on the program because his flight. But somehow we would make arrangement to get him on if he's available in the following weeks coming up. Well, thank you, Mo.
Thanks to you, Richard, and keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you. And you know, when I know you're listening, it makes me feel good, you know?
So thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Richard Aziz keeping you company. And again, Mr. Basil Williams would be our guest coming in later on the program. So stay with me, won't you? Please.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir at 16 Reagan Road in Brampton cordially invite you, family and friends, to attend Innai Devi Yagna. Commencing on Sunday, September 29th and concluding on Sunday, October 6th. Service time 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. officiated out of Trinidad and Tobago, Pandit Narad Gosai. For more information, call Brother Ban Singh at 416-409-7464. Until then, Jai Sitaram.
Pandit Sai Vishnu, number one Indian astrologer, spiritual healer in Toronto, Canada. If you're facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love or childless problems, divorce due to jealousy and greed, are you in financial crisis, suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer will help you solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. Call on Pandit Sai Vishnu for an appointment. 416-903-2178. He removes negativity and gives you protection for your life. Pandit Sai Vishnu is an expert in spiritual healing, palm reading and feasts, and could transform your life into a bright future. Why wait? Call for an appointment. 416-903-2178. That's 416-903-2178. Call now.
I want to say hello to the Pile Raj, my brother Neil Surajdev. What a wonderful family indeed. His dad and his Masala Poon and the whole gang always. They are the ones who continue to prop up our culture and in a way that nobody seems to realize. And, you know, it's people like this that is the reason why I would like to come back and continue with our MCC Awards. You remember Music, Culture and Community, where we recognize different individuals for their service in our community, their talent, and showcasing our Indo-Caribbean community. So hopefully we could get that back on track with your support. Richard Aziz again saying hello and welcome. And just because Neil is listening, I want to play a tune here for my boy. I know Mo would like this one. Hey, a little bit of the sweet Manda Baron. With a man they call IMAX. Hey, you want somebody to love up in this kind of weather? Well, you come to the right place. We're going to keep you company. Hey, Neil, take it easy, my brother.
पग पग दीप जलाए मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार
I want somebody to love up somebody to squeeze up somebody to jump up and everything will be somebody to hug up in the party, yeah. Somebody with tempo, somebody with zest, somebody who knows how to roll it up and to shake it up. I'm happy, I want somebody to hug up in the party, yeah.
And we go to Ralph. Is it Ralph?
Yes, wait. Yes, Mamu.
Mamu.
I welcome you in my home today. I'm in Toronto right now, but this is from me and all my friends in Pontrace, La Romaine.
Pontrace and La Romaine. Where, boy? Am I Saruman?
Yeah, near Temple. You know Temple Trace?
Of course.
Yeah, man. My brother lives down there. I always go down there. I have to go and check you out in your where you live down there, your mom, you know.
Well, she's up here now, and of course, you know, you remember Ponchis, let me tell you who I know. You know Lalo, the electrician fellow from down there?
I think I know him, you know.
He used to do electrical work, and then that the sawmill guy.
Right. Yeah, I know the sawmill people.
Well, thank you for logging. Or anybody want to shout out to, go right ahead, my brother.
All right. You take care, and you're doing a very good job, man.
So anything special you want to hear?
Nothing really. You're doing a very good job so far. I can't even make a suggestion on anything special, you know, but you're doing, all your selection is very, very good, you know.
Well, yeah, let me tell you, joke on fun aside, you know, when I hear from Trinidadians, especially people from my village, it's make me feel happy, honestly. So thank you for taking the time to call.
Yeah, man, no problem. Anytime. I always enjoy your program, and it's good to call you and update yourself and let you know that people is listening to your program, welcoming you in their home and everything.
You know, that's appreciated, brother. Thank you so much.
I know.
So all the best.
All the best. I will talk later then.
Okay, all the best, Mamu. Hey, here we go again, 416-620-1778. And yes, La Romaine takes the spotlight indeed. Well, there's an event coming up I want to tell you about. And this is featuring Ricky Jai, Nishad M. $30 with dinner including and a popular DJ. And it all going for a great cause. Take a listen.
Leave it by the door and come inside.
Samkam proudly present Ricky Jai, Nishad M. And that's coming up featuring out of Trinidad and Tobago 9-time Chutney Soca Monarch winner Ricky Jai, 2-time winner Nishad M. From New York, Randy Reckless Ramden, MC, Toronto's very own Rum Shop Chronicle, music by Tropical Flavor, dinner catered by Caribbean Lime. Come out and enjoy. Advance tickets are only $30. Call Vanessa at 416-300-7009 or Raj at 647-703-29. It promises to be a great event. It was sold out last year. This year, they're moving to the Forum Banquet Hall. Get your tickets now.
रेट्स फर्नीचर का मैसेज जरा ध्यान ना सुनो
सस्ता सामान सस्ता नहीं हाई एंड दा सामान मिले सस्ता घूम के तो शहर सारा देख ले रोहित ने ऐलान एह करता
रेट्स फर्नीचर ते एशली मेड इन कनाडा फर्नीचर लग्जरी एरिया रग्स एक्सेसरीज अते मैट्रेसेस ते लोएस्ट प्राइस इन टाउन गारंटीड ब्रिंग अस एनी फ्लायर और कोटेड प्राइस वी विल नॉट मैच इट वी विल बीट इट रेट्स फर्नीचर ते आन तो पहला साडी वेबसाइट ritzfurniturplanet.ca और फेसबुक पेज ते जाके साडे रेट्स ते वैरायटी जरूर चेक करो रिट्स फर्नीचर दी प्रोफेशनल टीम तुहानू तुहाडी रिक्वायरमेंट्स दे मुताबिक प्रॉपर गाइड करेगी मैं तुहाडा अपना रोहित तुहाडा यस मैन तुहाडी सेवा च हाजिर हां प्लीज डू कम एंड विजिट आवर स्टोर 5200 डिक्सी रोड मिसिसागा एट डिक्सी एंड मैथिसन कॉल 905-232-RITS दैट इज 232-7489 और विजिट ritzfurnitureplanet.ca क्योंकि
सस्ता सामान सस्ता नहीं हाई एंड द सामान मिले सस्ता
With Rogers, you can always expect more. Like right now, get a Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus and a Tab A tablet for $0, both on a Rogers Infinite plan. That means even more streaming with data that goes on, and even more ways to enjoy your favorite shows on the go. For a limited time at Rogers, get a Galaxy S10 Plus and a Tab A tablet for $0 on select 2-year Rogers Infinite Unlimited Data plans.
Visit your authorized dealer at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton or 1020 Wilson Avenue, North York. Call 416-246-1656 or visit us at www.global-wirelesssolutions.ca for more local locations. Rogers and Global Wireless Solutions, keeping you connected. You can make love.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan.
Visit laparkan.com.
Hello to the folks at La Parkan Shipping. Hey Jeannie, how you doing?
Last night I met this girl. She asked me where I was. I tell she I just deal with oil. She said, boy, don't make jokes. So I tell she to come down south by day by roundabout. Why she jump on from she fancy van? I was the doubles man and I ball out. Ha 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 ha.
not petro trin. I'm more power from Guyana. The oil I told you about, the Scribara and China. Not PHP, LNG, them don't supply me. The kind of oil I work with, I buy in the grocery. So check me if you're hungry, cause the tunnel is for lorry. You come late on Sundays, I just sell out early. Last night I met this girl, she asked me where I work. Tell she I just deal with oil. She say, boy, do me joke. So I tell she to come down south. I gave her round the boat. When she jump out from she fancy van, I was the doubles man and I ball out. Ha ha. You judge the book with just one look from the cover. The money I spent last night I get from the father. The part about this story I find very funny. You drive long, baby, thinking I have plenty money. But baby, don't get harassed. My price is still $4. I don't have a debit machine, so get cash and then call me. Last night I met this girl, she asked me where I work. She I just deal with oil. She say, boy, do me joke. So I tell she to come down south. I gave her round the boat. When she jump out from she fancy van, I was the doubles man and I fall out. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Last night I met this girl. She asked me where I work. I tell she I just deal with oil. She say, boy, do me joke. So I tell she to come down south.
Well, it's Karen's birthday. Hey Karen, how you doing? How you doing? Well, indeed, talking about the pomerac so sweet. Listen, of course, Mr. Williams is on his way. And of course, the little weather, you know, we're having, you know. He doesn't live here, so he has to wait to get Uber ride over. So listen, he's on his way. Richard Aziz keeping you company. And again, Attorney General Basil Williams would be my guest. We thought it would be around 1:30, but it's going to be a little bit later. But do stay with us, all right? Mr. Karam Shan celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Mamu. And of course, you know, you should be, Neil should call and sing a song for you. I'm not sure where you guys are, but Karam Shan, always at the cultural shows and events, giving of his time selflessly to promote our culture for any fundraising event. So we want to wish you, sir, today God's blessing and a happy, happy, happy birthday.
Live the cup party, dip it down, do my woulda. Live like a dog without a bone. Yes, me woulda. Live like a king without a throne. Cause she and me bonify, me not go tell you no lie. She mean more to me than the star in the sky. Give her the money, share me sugar plum plum bum. Love me girl to the maximum. I me say X amount of loving can't done. Again, love me girl to the maximum. Give her the money, share me sugar plum plum bum. Love me girl to the maximum. I me say X amount of loving can't done. Cause she and me honey bun, she and me sugar plum plum. The girl care for me, remind me and me mom sometime. The cup a sick in the bed lie down. She just a eye me down, rub me down and love me down. That's why me love her more than maximum. If a man want me girl, then tell him to come. Love me girl to the max. maximum. Give her the money, share me sugar plum plum bum. Love me girl to the maximum. I'm say it's a mother loving down.
Hey, of course, that's the voice of Veena Katan. You remember that one? Just want to tell you about Calypso Hardy presenting Toronto Superstars in concert. Listen, you have David Singh, Rex Mohan, Anil Singh, Tom Singh was last night. They had a great time with him. Michelle Singh, that's David Singh's wife. Of course, the sweethearts of Toronto, Sushma Ali would be there. Mandy, Nikki B and others. Tickets are $10 only at more at the door. Get your tickets today by picking it up at Calypso Hut. And of course, music by DJ Shamir, my buddy. You can call Anil at 416-892-5267. Sorry, that's 416-892-5269. 892-5269 and Paul at 416-897-8622. Drop by Calypso Hut at Britannia and pick up a ticket. $10 only. And that's coming up in or on the 12th of October.
You are the dark boy and yes, me are the dark, which mean the two of we will never apart. Your pretty brown eyes nice, tell me that it's on the heart. The love just a go like a jack bean star. Me take her to the movie, me take her to the park. Turn off the light and make love in the dark. Yes, me just love me girl to the maximum. Give her the money, share me honey, share me sugar plum plum. Me just love me girl to the maximum.
Celebrating Karam Shan's birthday. Happy birthday from Neil and Dale and the gang. Not forgetting all of us here at Shabnam Radio, my brother. Happy birthday. Karamo Karamshan. Tall man. And coming up in a few minutes, we will be speaking to Mr. Williams, the Attorney General of Guyana. Of course, he is just settling in there. So as promised, we're a little bit late, but of course the weather. And his driver has to be blamed for that. Of course, he's here with us. That's on time as agreed. Stay tuned.
दुश्मनी कान खोलो मेरा गाना को मैं हूँ तेरा गुरु ज्ञान
पढ़ो
सब परिवार ऊचुर मनावे सब परिवार ऊचुर मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे सब परिवार ऊचुर मनावे सब परिवार ऊचुर मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे
Richard Aziz's program is entitled Shabnam Radio, and you know, it's indeed a pleasure today and a nice rainy day to sit down and have a conversation with an intellectual. It's indeed my pleasure to welcome to the program Shabnam Radio, welcome to Toronto and the airways, the Honorable Basil Williams, Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs to Shabnam Radio. Minister, Attorney General Basil Williams, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Richard.
If you could just
be here.
Well, first, I know that you are not here on official business, so allow me on behalf of us here at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio, to extend our condolences indeed on the passing of your father. We understand that you were in New York to lay him to rest, his final rest. Again, our sympathies go to you and your family.
Yeah, thank you.
But also, you are here to witness another generation called to the bar. Congratulations on your son's accomplishment so far. He was called to the bar, I was told.
Yes, that's so. Recently, this week, along with the other lawyers in Ontario.
Well, again,
it's slightly different from in Guyana, where you go to before a judge, you know, and you do your thing. But this was a mass
ceremony.
Admission.
Yes.
A mass ceremony.
Well, congratulations.
Well, over 200 people or so there.
Must be a proud father.
Oh yes, of course. I mean, you know, he did a lot of work. He's been in Canada for some time now. A Carleton student. And so, I'm happy for him.
Well, I wanted to get straight into it because the limited time we have on the program, and I know we have many listeners locked on and listening, facing the recent announcement or a date that was mentioned, I wouldn't call it an election date, of the President of Guyana, Mr. Granger, is creating many headlines and a lot of discussion on it. I wouldn't even attempt to pursue that for long because there are many arguments about it, but I just wanted to give you an opportunity to explain your government position on a date that was mentioned March 2nd for a possibly election date in Guyana. If you could tell us what led up to this date and this decision.
Well, of course, you know, it's an election date. The 2nd of March, it's an election date. And what caused it, of course, is the no confidence motion. You remember way back in on the 21st of December, in 2018, we had the no confidence vote, and one of our members resiled from our community and voted with the opposition. Well, that matter went to the courts, right up to the CCJ, and the leader of the opposition sought several consequential orders, and the CCJ refused all of them. And as a result, the CCJ recognized that they can't fix a date that's within the remit of the president, nor they can't give directions and directives, timelines, to GCOM, which is a constitutional body. But they felt that these bodies should get together and make the determination as to when the election should be held, because on a no-confidence motion, the Constitution provided that elections should be held within 3 months by the government. Of course, that was an anomaly. The CCJ confirmed that GCOM has to do it. GCOM is an independent body. And so the president has always said when GCOM advises him as to its readiness to deliver credible elections, he would name a date. And GCOM has so advised him, and as a result, they said they were ready to deliver credible elections by the end of February in 2020. And so he's put elections to the 2nd of March.
Given that they said they will be ready, it wasn't a definite that they could be ready, but definite that it will be ready. And from my understanding, isn't it that they have to be a proclamation of a date for the election, and in his speech was the earliest possible date. There's a gray matter in there. Didn't definitely determine a date as such for the election. He said the earliest possible date.
Oh, okay. But if he said the 2nd of March, you know, that's the date we have to work with.
Work with. But again, so we could see. And I could take a bet, and I'd like to go on record and say I am guaranteeing that that would not be the date for election. That's just my opinion. I just wanted to go on record and say that, because it's very vague. He said the earliest possible date that it could be held is on that date. But I wanted to, and again, we have heard many, many arguments about what is the date of buying time. And it seems as if we are going into the full five-year term of this president and this coalition government. They were asking due to Mr. Charandas' vote of that note of confidence that was as a result of Mr. Charandas not voting in support of your government. And we have seen that date has been shifted, the GCOM and the whole controversy over it. Guyana and Guyanese are the only one that would be suffering from what I see. We have seen massive protests. For those who are not on the ground in Guyana, and you just recently coming from Guyana, what could you say to the diaspora listening is happening on the ground? Should they be of any concern? Because in the past of rioting and other things that we have seen in Guyana, what would you say to keep them calm? Is there any threat of violence leading up with this mass protest that we are seeing?
No, well, first of all, there are no mass protests. And there are no threats of violence either. Of course, the opposition has a right to peacefully protest. And there have been groups of them from time to time doing what they have to do as opposition. And I think the instance where they interfered with the president's presentation at Pegasus, and also, you know, tried to rough up the Minister of Foreign Affairs. I think that those are things they should avoid. But the country is very stable. The government is conducting itself, kind of on its business. You know that the CCJ has said that we are in an interim government mode. You know in Canada what that is, because we actually relied on a Canadian constitutional author about what are the requirements of an interim government. You do a routine business, you have to continue to deliver services to the people. Obviously, you can't go into any extravagant contracts like what for example, a Milo Falls contract that the last government sought to undertake. And you can't give out oil blocks as they did just a week or two before elections. So things like that you can't do. But we still have to govern the country. You know, we had started transforming the country. We had pushed back the narco traffickers, the money launderers. And of course, you can't lift your foot off the pedal in that regard for them to resurge.
Indeed. And I just wanted to ask you, with the current manifesto of your government, a coalition government, what are some of the check-off that you could bring to this community today to say that your government has since accomplished? You mentioned a couple. If I would give you a few minutes to talk about some of those accomplishments.
Well, the accomplishments are many. But let's say in the first instance that the question of democracy, in the first instance, we restored the rule of law. Within the first 100 days, we passed legislation to make our judiciary financially independent. You know, in the past, they would have had to go to speak to the president about anything concerning their salaries and remunerative packages. But now they have their own independent budget, and they make their own programming for how to spend that budget. So, they're financially independent. In addition to that, we have restored local democracy, as we believe that people should govern the communities in which they live and not be governed from the center. And you know, Guyana is relatively a big country and many communities far flung. So there weren't elections in local government for about 3 decades. And when we came into office, we held in 2016 on immediately. We came into office in 2015 May. And also we held another one in 2018. We might not have performed creditably, but that's not the important thing. The important thing was to get the system up and running, and we have produced a lot of leaders at that level of local government so that they could govern their communities in a way and manner in which they see fit. Of course, we had to protect the economy. The economy when we inherited was plagued by money laundering and narco trafficking. Trafficking in humans, in persons, you know. And first of all, we had to get rid of, we were blacklisted. When we took office, I met the blacklisting by C. Fatef and Fatef. And we had to go about the business of getting us off those blacklists. You know, the negative effects of being blacklisted. It really was a stain on the nation that our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean, those countries and others farther afield were asked to take countermeasures against us to protect their economies also. And so we were able to come out from that. And the economy too has been doing well. You know, the economy this year certainly was 4.1%. It was 3% when we got in, 3.2%, and 3.4% in 2016. 2.1% and is now 4.1%. And of course, the advent of oil, it's projected to increase exponentially. I think they're expecting about nearly 50% for 2020 and beyond. Of course, we've been described as the fastest of the 5 growing economies in the world.
But just to take you back a little bit on the legislation to secure you off the blacklist and money launderers and drug trafficking, any major arrests or drug busts, or at least bringing to the public forefront any notably recognized drug lords or anybody of prominence that have been charged or arrested?
Well, let's say that under our watch, they have taken some a very low profile, and it's because of the policies. They really can't, under President Granger's government, they won't flourish, I can assure you that.
Well, one of the things that we know that Guyana, through its border and as a transshipment point for Europe at least with drugs, what have been done to ensure that we would see a decline of that flourishing of drug lords, and of course the recent release of a notable drug lord, Roger Khan, I believe, recently making headlines in Guyana. I believe now that you said there's new legislation are in place to prevent money laundering, but anything according to you and your ministry to secure the borders and reduce drug trafficking? I know it's a difficult task, but...
Well, you know, our borders are very long, borders and very porous. Obviously, we can't at this present time, protect our border in the way we want. And so, every now and then, you had planes would be... we found planes abandoned on air strips in the hinterland, in the Region 9, for example. And... That you know, it's something that we have been looking at, and we've been trying to. We're looking at the frontier communities, those at border Venezuela and Brazil, and we have taken action in terms of policing those areas using both the GDF and the police force, and generally looking at the question of beefing up the customs and immigration on all of those frontier border areas. But we can assure you that we have pushed back crime. It's definitely, you don't find people who are willing to come up in a way to say they are trafficking in that manner. And, you know, at least we believe we've seen a downturn in that.
Well, like in Trinidad, we have crime, and the murder toll has way exceeded the 400 mark now. However, most of the crime in Trinidad, one could argue that it has been as a result of gang-on-gang violence and drug-on-drug violence. But looking at the headlines in Guyana, there are so many burglaries and assault on resident and, you know, some heinous crime being committed, and not much, I'm not sure what is being done. When you read some of the headlines with the local police officers intervening and all that. So in Trinidad, we could blame it a little bit on the drug lords and some of the major gang dealers in the country. But in Guyana, I noticed that there are some heinous crimes committed against the more normal population.
Well, I'm not sure you're using a generic term of heinous. We know that we have problems with domestic violence, and the men brutalize their women, and of course we've working assiduously to try to push that back. But it's very difficult to actually get into people's houses so and know who's doing what. But in terms of crime, we have pushed back substantially the this question of burglaries, and in fact that's almost very minimal, you know. So I'm not sure, but the heinous crimes other than within the domestic realm, violence realm, and a lot of policies have been engendered to deal with domestic violence. There's a full court press by not only the government, but by non-governmental organizations. Everything, you know, citizens are in there.
The issues on border and the fact that we have, like you said, open porous borders. We have Venezuela and the crisis that is unfolding daily in Venezuela. What is being done to secure at least that portion of the border and documenting the crossing over of Venezuelan? And recently we had an influx of Haitians, and it was mentioned that they were just passing through, but I don't think they need permission to come through to Guyana to get to Brazil. They can find their way to Brazil without coming to Guyana. I understand your government has been assisting and helping with that crossing.
No, I'm not sure about that one, but I can tell you definitively that we have not been encouraging Haitians to come to Guyana. Under the CARICOM regime that we have, every CARICOM citizen can come to Guyana and they could remain in Guyana for 6 months. The Haitians don't remain in Guyana. What they go to Cayenne, to French Guyana. And now you're saying latterly, we're hearing this thing about Brazil, but we can't assist anybody to go to Brazil. And of course, they could go to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go over land, or they could go by air and they go in that region. But I don't know if the Brazilians are doing anything about, or they complaining in any way about Haitians or Cubans or so who might be going across.
Is there a time span for those who are coming, especially the Haitian, the length of time that they should be staying in Guyana, or are they indefinitely allowed to stay there?
No, any CARICOM citizen could come to Guyana and automatically they have 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
And it's rumored that people are getting birth certificate and citizenship on a whole to stay in the country. Could you confirm or deny such stories?
Well, of course, that's not true. What the questions of birth certificate that we're investigating is in the border region, where the opposition had been moving people across the border to vote in the last local government elections. There are a lot of bogus proxy voting. So they are, you know, GCOM has documented those things. And the allegations about the bogus certificates in that region, and that allegation has been investigated too.
So with the recent appointment of the head of GCOM, we could agree that now that the purging of the system, if you want to call it, because now they would have to see that they went ahead and started house-to-house registration, and with the new list comparing to the old list and removing. Tell us a little bit how that's working and how what the intent of this new house-to-house registration as it applied to the current list that was used in the last election. What are the advantages of having the house-to-house and as such purging of the old list and getting a new list going, and would it be done on that timely manner come February, the end of February?
Well, first of all, let me say this, that GCOM had indicated that every 10 years they will have a new list. That is, they would compile a new list. And in 2006, they introduced continuous registration, and they deemed the 2001 list to be the list, the national register to begin with, and upon which they did continuous updates. Now, that was basically an office-based registration where people had to go to offices and make application to be registered. Obviously, that was very inefficient. That was part of the 23 years where a lot of people were discriminated, marginalized, they didn't get jobs. So the last thing people probably were interested in is going to say they applied to get registered. In fact, they invoked in that period a 1967 provision which made it an offense for people not to be registered. But eventually they went in 2007 and passed legislation amending the National Registration Act to reintroduce house-to-house registration. And house-to-house registration to compile a new list. So under the NRA, the purpose of the National Registration Act is to compile a new list. And GCOM is empowered to do that under Article 159.5 of the Constitution, which says by the qualifying date, the GCOM could compile a new register or they could revise. Now, in the CCJ, the opposition was seeking to have the last list on 30th of April 2018 that one could use a loose word to say that had lapsed. They wanted that to be used as a register for elections, but that would have required revising. But you know, even when the immediate past, no, not the immediate, but Mr. Sojbali, when he left office, he spoke about the contaminated national register that they had, bloated register. You know, people were not removed who had been deceased for years. And of course, people who had migrated. Because of course, when President Carter came in 1990, one of the things that he caused when the opposition objected to was overseas voting, which was introduced in 1968. And in 1991, he caused an amendment to be passed outlawing overseas voting. And also caused an amendment to the Constitution to reintroduce residency in Ghana as a qualification.